Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is on using intention with sound. Specifically, using intention, we're going to practice manifesting whatever you want and using sound to reinforce it. So, our intention is that you are able to manifest whatever you want in alignment with Source. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things that are happening here at the Institute. On May 19th, we've got our next open house, which is from 1 to 6 p.m. It's on a Sunday, and it's an incredible time. We go through how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We do a lot of meditations with sound, a lot of voice work, and then we also put people on sound tables and sound lounges. It's a really great time. Some people say, well, it's 5 hours. Oh my God. It's really funny. After 5 hours, people still don't want to leave, right? And just get in the zone and just get all blissed out. So if you can make that, it's free. And then we've got on, let's see, June 4th, we have a meetup with Bodhi Sechko and Cypress. And Bodhi's a amazing flute player, plays a lot of different instruments, including crystal bowls, and Cypress is a singer, and so it's a meetup here at the school and a sound bath. So that's on June 4th. Let me double check that. Yeah, actually, June. Oh, I'm sorry, June 2nd. It's actually June 2nd at 5 p.m. We also have our summer intensive coming up in the sound healing program, the sound healing certificate program. It's 11 days in June 4th to the 15th, and then also 10 days in August 3rd to the 13th. It's 10 to 9:30 every day, so you get in the zone and you don't come back. Right, it's really perfect for people that are out of the country or out of that aren't nearby. You can also stay at the Institute for only $200. We don't have any beds or showers, but there's a gym nearby, and we've got plenty of futons and couches and stuff. And it's a beautiful atmosphere. We have a nice kitchen too. You can also just do the first half in June and then either do the rest online, because the first half in June are the classes that are best done here. Or you could simply just do the first half and not complete the certificate. Some people do that. So that's the Sound Healing Certificate Program. The next 3.5 month version starts at the Institute on September 3rd. And that's 3 nights a week and some weekends for until December 15th. We also have the certificate, I'm sorry, the degree program, which is the certificate is the first semester of the associate degree. So you can take the certificate and then continue right into the degree. And the second semester will be starting in September. You could also do it in January as well. It takes about a year and a half to complete. We have all these classes online as well. We've got the certificate program starting next Tuesday, May 7th, or the following Tuesday, May 4th, the 14th. It's ongoing enrollment. So you can start just about every 2 weeks or so. And that's the full certificate program. It works really well if you can't make it here to the Institute. It is really quite interactive. We do a lot of meditations and voice work with each other. And also you get to practice on friends and family. And that also goes into the associate degree program if you want to continue. We do the entire degree online. It takes about 2 years to finish, but we are a state approved college as well. So it's an official degree. So we also have a recording program, which is We actually have the version here at the Institute in July for 4 weeks, 5 days a week. And it's about how to record, mix, and produce. We also have part of the classes on music theory, and it's really excellent for learning how to use a program like Pro Tools, or if you're already using something like Ableton or Logic, it works really well too because it totally transfers. So we've got that happening. We also are, if we get enough people, we're going to have that online here at the online for the recording program. And so that would start in just a couple of weeks if you're interested. And it works really well because you can see our screen and hear what we're mixing. The other big thing that's happening is the Mount Shasta retreat, sound healing retreat, July 13th, 14th, and 15th. It's at Stewart Mineral Springs, right on a beautiful river. It's also on the third day, we go up on the mountain. It's amazing time, really amazing time. It always sells out. We're getting close to selling out already, so you might check it out online. You can actually find all of this stuff at soundhealingcenter.com and click on the classes, and you'll find the Mount Shasta retreat and all the classes I'm talking about. The other big thing we have happening is our annual International Sound Healing Conference. It's our eighth one, and it's September 20th to the 23rd at a spectacular temple. It's just really beautiful. And we've got it mostly booked right now. I just booked Kevin James, who's coming from Bali. Oh my God, Kevin James is the most heart-open kirtan I've ever seen. He's really amazing. He's going to be doing a workshop and also doing a pre-conference workshop and also doing a full concert on Saturday, September 21st. I really recommend Kevin James. But we've got about 25 presenters. About 25 exhibitor booths based on vibration, and then the concert Saturday and Sunday night, and a pre-conference on September 20th. You can find that at globesoundhealingconference.com. So I highly recommend that. It's always a just amazing time, and such a beautiful temple. Oh my God! So we've got all that happening. What else? Anything else? I think that's about it. We've also got our store where we've got a full range of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, alchemy bowls. We've got technologies like the sound table, the bass pod that is really good for getting rid of pain, good for anxiety, really good for depression. We've even got like the brain machine glasses, the flashing LEDs that you put on, and they're really good for depression as well. And we've got even didgeridoos and just about 300 different products you can check out at soundoflove.com. We also have our therapy center where we do a full range of treatments. A lot of them we do online. We can do voice analysis for you and figure out exactly what's wrong with you and give you a remedy in the frequencies that are actually missing in your system or the notes that are actually missing. We also can find your home note and give you a CD that will bring you to a state of peace and stillness. And we also do chakra treatments. We do massage on the sound table. We're actually looking for a massage practitioner right now. So we've got a lot of treatments you can find at soundtherapycenter.com. Right. You can get to everything at soundhealingcenter.com. There's a link for the store, for the therapy center, for the school, and then also for our research foundation, where we have a full range of treatment plans and also a lot of research that our students and clinical research that's been done in the field in the Sound Healing Research Foundation. Or you can call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david at soundhealingcenter.com. So today we're talking about intention. Intention with sound is really powerful. There's a lot of people that do no intention, but they're just in the zone. They're connected to source. They're running. They're just in a certain energy. And some people even live in that energy. And they don't even need to do intention, right? Because they're just connected to source all the time. But it's also really cool to focus your mind on an intention and actually manifest it. Now, it's interesting that I'm sure there's workshops out there, but I've not heard of any. It's really exactly how to do this, right? I mean, I've had a few people tell me information, but it's not very detailed. And if we had this down, it would be a done deal, right? I mean, goodness gracious. If we had intention down to be able to manifest whatever you want, physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, whatever you want health-wise, whatever you want wealth-wise, as far as money, and whatever you want as far as harmonious relationships, then, oh my God, I mean, if we had this down, this would be huge. And it's like the most important thing to ever learn over thousands of lifetimes, right? To be able to manifest whatever you want. Of course, Abraham Hicks talks about it, the law of attraction, right? That says create or go into the vibration as if you've already got it. And then it will come to you. So that's the main thing, because if you're not actually running a vibration of abundance and as if you've already got whatever you're looking for, then you're actually putting out a vibration into the world that brings the opposite. It seems, you know, really God, this is a good one, God is based on one main thing. And that is resonance. The way the whole universe is set up is two vibrations that are the same come together in the quantum world. That's the basis of everything. If you put out a vibration of or lack or anything that is not what you want, it attracts more of it, right? God doesn't care. That's funny to say, huh? God doesn't care. What you have complete free will to manifest wherever you want. And if you're not driving the car, it will drive itself and it will create whatever you have. So often people say, oh, well, at least I'm being present with all of how screwed up I am. I'm really present. I'm really aware of how screwed up I am. And I am, you know, in that vibration. So at least I'm present. Well, then you're going to get more of that. The trick is, as many people say, including Abraham and also Don Estes, who teaches here, is to focus on your potential. Focus on your potential. But this isn't really what I wanted to talk about today. I really want to talk about the details of using intention. Here's the most important part about intention. You have to do it with 100% focus. You don't have to do anything, but when you do it with 100% focus, it's way more effective. Way more effective, right? If you're distracted thinking about something that went on yesterday or today, thinking about Chinese food or pink elephants or jumping around at all when you're working on manifesting something, then it's not going to be nearly as powerful. Consistent 100% focus is what helps to manifest things, because you're creating a vibration that is really more stable and stronger. It's all about how big of a resonant field can you create. And a resonant field is made larger by two things. One is how loud it is or how big it is. You know, for example, if you've got a really loud sound, it's going to entrain everybody around it much quicker than if it's not really loud, unless they leave because it's too loud, right? But the other is stability. There are a lot of vibrations around us, like electricity and also even the Schumann resonance, which are not very loud at all. In fact, they're really subtle, but they are so consistent that we are totally entrained to it. We're totally entrained to the electricity in the walls because it's there all the time. We're totally entrained into the Schumann resonance, which is a frequency in the atmosphere, because it's there all the time humming, right? So consistency is as important as volume or intensity, right? So what we're going to do is really focus on holding 100% focus while doing the intention, right? Now, some people have trouble focusing. And there's one thing, before we get into working with the intention, there's one thing, that there's some things that really help with focus, which, anything that brings you to a state of peace will help you focus, right? That's one of the most basics, is peace is the beginning of focus. But there's another thing you can do based on brainwave entrainment, and that is very fast notes, basically a 16th or 32nd note, da 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 da, right? There's a company that I've come across when we were doing our work for the children that helps people focus their temporal awareness. And it's basically focusing on finer and finer and shorter moments. And what they do is they have you listen to things where it's like bop, 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 and then they speed it up, bop, 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 or double time, bop, 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 right? And some people don't have that fast enough focus to hear like, right? Something really fast. So there's a training to be able to learn to be able to hear things faster. Also, when you have very fast rhythms, it actually entrains the brain into alpha and beta, because those are very fast rhythms, which makes it easier to focus, especially the alpha and the beta for getting rid of ADD and thinking. So I've got a song here that I actually created for Massachusetts General Hospital on focus. And it is, it's really, it's got a lot of very fast notes in it. And it's called Focus 2. So let's listen to this and we'll get our brain really moving so we can be perfectly still and then focus on our intention. Okay, so check this out, Focus 2. It's interesting that sometimes you need to get more activated, at least your brain more activated, to be able to be at peace, right? Because sometimes you need the more focus, more energizing to actually be able to go to a really deep level. It's not always the case, but it's sometimes the case. I remember when I was young thinking that this is a funny one. Dark Side of the Moon, in order, is really interesting because in the second song, which is right at the beginning of the album, there's all the alarm clocks and bells. And I remember always thinking how that was really good to get you really focused and really awake, so you could then go really deep on the like third or fourth song they had, where they get really, really mellow. And so that's always been a lesson for me, that sometimes you need to be more, basically more present, right? Which is a more activated state to be able to go really deep and really get really mellow. So, although that's not always the case, you can sometimes go to sleep without being focused at all, right? So let's talk about intention. I've been reading some of the work of Alice Bailey a lot lately, and there's a whole section on intention, and it's really profoundly detailed, right? Alice Bailey is channeling Dzogchen Kul, ascended master, and there's a whole bunch of books, and there's other people that actually teach the same. What's called ageless wisdom. But anyway, the intention, what she talks about in detail, is really interesting. It's like really kind of out there. She says that there are a whole array of devas, especially in the body, if you're working with the body, that are, little beings, beings that are actually controlling all of the elements within the body, air, fire, air, and water, but also all the different parts of the body. They're like the builders. They're the ones that are like the growth parts and the parts that do the healing. And they're actually little consciousnesses, right? And she said there's a whole process of actually getting, first of all, bringing in source energy through your soul, and then connecting it with the personality and physical, mental, emotional bodies to be able to pull the two together, and holding the intention for things to actually change with 100% focus. And she says there's also a sound component. There's secret words that she doesn't tell in the book because she says it's too dangerous, because people could be manifesting all types of things, especially if they have bad intention, right? But there's secret words that sometimes she said will come to people when they've done it in previous lifetimes, or it's just source says, okay, we'll give you the secret word, that actually trigger the manifestation, right? So that's really interesting to really listen. And the words are like, can be like mantras or a chant. So that's really interesting. But the main thing is to really set. That's the trick, is to set your intention that it will happen and just assume it will happen, right? So the tricky part though is the 100% focus. So let's actually practice the 100% focus. So check this out. Let's set an intention for healing the planet. Right. So set an intention that you're going to send healing energy to the planet, and we will heal the planet. Now, we're just going to do this silently. We're not going to do it with any music or sound at all, just to see how focused you are. so we don't need to hear any music with this. So set your intention to heal the planet. You can simply send, you could send love. You could just send healing energy. Just with your own focus, send energy to the planet. We'll just do this for like 15 seconds, okay? So go ahead and send healing energy to the planet now, and I will do it silently now. Okay. Now, it's always interesting doing silence on radio. It's like, what's going on? Right. So think about now, what percentage of time were you 100% focused? I was about 80% of the time because I'm thinking about what I got to talk about next, right? Okay. So the trick is to get up to 100% focus. So that you have 100% focus of sending energy to the planet, right? It's like when you do it, it's like you're in a trance. It's like a total trance. And it's so powerful. Not only is it powerful when you do it, but if you get a room full of people doing it, or a whole country, right? Oh my God, you can make major changes, right? So now let's do it with sound. We're just going to tone the intention. So now the trick is to imagine that the vowel that you're going to sing is the intention. And that vowel is going to, you could go to the core of the planet, the center of the earth, or just the whole planet. And it's going to help heal the planet, right? So now make the sound, any sound with your voice, any vowel. Ooh, oh, ah, you could do om if you want. And send the intention on the sound to the planet, okay? Like this. We actually do meditations in the classes here where we'll tone an intention for 2 hours. And after about 2 minutes, everybody has no trouble holding focus because you're totally in the zone just doing it, right? And it actually becomes quite easy. Now, let's do this a little longer. I've got a song that's about 10 minutes long with the entire class toning, about 30 people, toning an intention to heal the planet. This was right after Fukushima when we recorded this. So it was very real at the time, right? So tone along with this with 100% focus with everybody else that's toning to heal the planet, okay? Let's do that now. Listen to Healing Japan or Healing the Earth. when manifesting things, the readings that I've been reading say, the biggest problem is after you initiate it, is to not follow through by holding the intention over time. Because that clear focus of what you're trying to manifest has to be held until it's actually manifested. And they say that when you don't hold that clear focus, which is really common, we go, oh, I got a great idea, I want to do this. Yes, yes, I'm so into it. I'm so into it. It's like, okay, it's going to happen. I'm going for it. And then the next week or month, we've totally forgotten. Totally forgotten. And it may even be underway, but it does not happen because the focus is now gone. So there's many ways you can work to create that sustained focus. There are vision boards that people do, right? Or a really cool website, right? Because it's all about building a stable, consistent, resonant field. You know, I actually had a really cool idea to create a Cirque du Soleil style play. This is after we had actually met with Steve Wynn in Las Vegas. And so I actually designed the whole play. I put together a 20-minute video demo. I stole visuals from everywhere. And I put music to it and detailed out the play in detail. And then I put together a whole website. You can actually check it out at soundhealingcenter.com/compassion. And it's really detailed. It's a big resonant field. And so last year we found someone who's totally ready to fund the whole thing. I mean, this is major. Cirque du Soleil style play with speakers in every seat in the auditorium or the dome. And we're looking at doing installation in California and Dubai and Singapore, around the world, right? But if I hadn't created that website and video demo, and I would still have, and even if I had good focus, it's like if I'd said to someone, I've got a cool idea for a play, you're not going to get very far, right? Cool ideas don't get very far until they're actually somewhat manifested, right? It's kind of like if you're trying to get a record deal or a deal for a movie, I mean, you're not going to get a record deal when you say, oh, I've got a cool idea for a CD, unless you're already famous, right? Or I've got a cool idea for a movie. You know, you got to have a screenplay. You got to have a stronger resonant feel. You got to have an actual recording, right? So by creating that field, now we're getting funded, right? So it's really about creating a very big field. And you can just totally wing it. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect. It's just if you've got some type of presence on the web, and that's one way to do it. You can also there's a lot of things. I mean, just the more people you tell about it, then you find more connections, and then oh my God, then spirit kicks in. Okay, here's another and really interesting one. It's like this just happened on its own. So. We've got a guy in Colorado who's actually working with 3,900 first responders. He's got contracts with 75% of the police and fire stations in Colorado, and he's using our sound lounges with my music and saving lives every week. of first responders who are about to commit suicide, right? And so we started talking about setting up that entire network, which is only in Colorado. It's the only network in the whole country, only in Colorado, where first responders actually have someone to call, right? Because they don't want to call a hospital or therapy center or mental therapy clinic because of the stigma, right? So I thought, okay, I put together a plan, a business plan, to actually bring it into California and set it up here. And I swear, within 1 week, I had six people that showed up that were working with PTSD and first responders and sound in California already. It was amazing. The whole team put itself together, right? So often when you're in the zone, you know, it really just happens on its own. So how do you get in the zone? Well, just go to peace more often. And so then the whole deal becomes, what do you want to manifest? Because, you know, if you're going to manifest something, it really needs to be in alignment with source. If you're just going to do it for yourself, you know, it's like spirit doesn't kick in as much. It can be done. You know, if you really got it down, you could do it for yourself. You can make yourself rich or whatever, you know, but goodness gracious, it's much better to do it in alignment with the whole plan of and source, right? So it is good to be able to manifest your health, right? That's what the first thing. You've got to be healthy and really awake to be able to really help others, right? Oh, here was one I was going to say. Spirit, if you're trying to get money, spirit doesn't work so well that way. But if you plan, if you say, okay, I would like a huge amount of money to come through me to help others. So you manifest money coming through you to help others. And spirit goes, I like that idea. I like that a lot. And I know a woman who got a download in Mount Shasta to actually set up a whole company to bring all these high-end technologies and free energy and sustainable food systems into all of Asia and Africa and around the world. And she's now getting $500 million to do it because spirit goes, bingo, help others? That's really cool. I'll make you as abundant as you want, right? So that's a really good one as well. So the trick is to think about things that, first of all, you got to be comfortable so you're not starving or in pain and you know, homeless or whatever. But then it's all about helping others. And then we start looking at healing the planet, healing all of this greed and selfishness. And really then going, but also there's one other thing I have to say. When it comes to intention, it's really more about manifesting the positive. If you say, and you probably heard this before, if you say, I want this bad thing to not happen, then spirit goes, oh, bad thing, we'll resonate that. You're thinking about a bad thing, right? Somebody said that when you actually pray to have a hurricane or a tornado not come your way, it doesn't work. It makes it worse. You have to really focus on exactly what it would be without the hurricane, you know, sunshine. So you really manifest sunshine. You manifest abundance. You manifest harmonious relationships. You manifest peace, harmony, and flow on the entire planet, right? So let's set our intention right now for peace, harmony, and flow on the entire planet. The only thing that could stop this from working is your belief that you do not have the power. That's the number one thing. We have the power to do this. So peace, harmony, and flow, and make the sound of that. for the whole planet and everyone on it. Oh, let's add in one more thing, that everybody will be able to manifest whatever they want or need in alignment with Source forever. Make the sound of that also. I And so it is. Hold that energy the rest of the evening, the rest of the week, the rest of the year, rest your life, and even lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.